Now we're in Jayapur Yatra 2009 with a group of exalted devotees, local residents from Jayapur and some visiting devotees, all devotees of Govindaji and Gopinath and Vinodi Lal. Vinodi Lal originally appeared in near Barsana in a village called Umrao. Krishna reciprocates with the love of his devotees. As Krishna is described as Prem Vashibhut, he's controlled by the Prem of his devotees. He says, I'm not independent. He says, Swatantra Nahi. Krishna, I'm not independent. Aham hi paradino. He says, I am controlled by the love of my devotees. I lose my independence. Love is like that. Love is the most powerful controlling factor. And when the devotees love him so much, so this one great devotee, Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami ki?
Jai.
Sri Radha Vinodi Lal ki?
Jai.
There's some, I can read some things, but basically he came with Bhugarbha Goswami. Lokanath and Bhugarbha Goswami, they came to Vrindavan. And they were, of course, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And Mahaprabhu asked them to look for the Leelastans, Radha Krishna Leelastans, to reveal them. Leelastali Prakat, to reveal the Leelastalis. Sevakunj, Nidivan, Radhakund, Dear Samir, Rasastali, all Alagalaga, all these Leelastans. So they were moving here and there, Lokanath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami. They were good friends. And are quite senior. So one day it's explained that he came to a village named Umrao. Umrao is near Barsana, it's near Chata in Vrindavan. And this is a place where Radharani was queened, she was made the queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari, in Umrao. Umrao, I think Umrao means like, doesn't Umrao mean like king or Umrao? I think Umrao, U-M-R-A-O, means like ruler or something like that. So there's one book by Jiva Goswami called Madhav Mahotsav. And Madhav Mahotsav is describing the whole pastime of how Radharani was made Vrindavaneshwari. Vrindavaneshwari Radharani ki.
Jai!
So once in Krishna, he went to Vrindadevi and Purnamasi, Yogamaya, and he said, listen, you arrange a festival to worship Radharani and make Radharani Vrindavaneshwari. So then they organized a festival and they called it Madhav Mahotsav. Madhav. Madhav is Krishna. But Krishna is knowing that if Purnamasi and Vrindadevi, and if they organize a festival, Radha Mahotsav, then Radharani's too much Laja. She's too much Lajeshwari. She's too much shy. She won't have any Usa. Well, what is this Usa? But Vrindadevi and Yogamaya Purnamasi say, oh, we're having Madhav Mahotsav, Maha Utsav. And everyone says, what is this festival? Oh, bring all kinds of pots of water, and the Devis came, and everyone came. And then Krishna gave it this name. He said, you call it Madhav Mahotsav. But actually, it's Radha Mahotsav. And what happened was that Radharani was invited, and she, all the gopis came, and Shachi came, and Indira, and all Parvati, everyone came to this festival. And they put Radharani, and they did Abhishek, Raj Abhishek of Radharani. Because it's the coronation. So they did Abhishek, and then finally, after many Abhishekes, 5, 6, 7 different bathings he did of Radharani. And Krishna, oh, it was only ladies there. Kirtika was there, the mothers were there, all the senior older gopis and younger gopis, and Radharani, everyone, bathing Radharani. And so much music, they were singing, all the gopis were singing, like in Gopinath, all the ladies were singing. So then Krishna's hiding. He's in the kunja, and he's looking out, and he's watching. Because Radharani's being worshipped. We say Aradnam, Vishnu Radnam Sarvesham, that Krishna is worshipable. And Tadiyanam Samarchanam, everything related to Krishna is worshipable. Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Tadiya means Tulsi. Tadiya means Vrindavan Dham. Tadiya means Mandir. Tadiya means Bhakta. tadiya. So Krishna is worshipable. Aradhanam sarvesham, Vishnu aradhanam param. Of all worshipable things, Vishnu aradhanam param. Vishnu is the topmost. But even higher than Vishnu is tadiyanam samarchana. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in Puri, and King Prataparudra wanted to meet him. And he said, no, I won't meet you. But then he sent his son, and Prataparudra's son came and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu took his chatter and said, here, you give this to your father. So when the father got the chatter from Lord Chaitanya, then he did puja. This chatter is the same as Lord Chaitanya. His worship is tadiya, tadina, things that are connected. So Radharani, she's Krishna's bhakta. Radha, Radha means aradhana, Radhika. She is expert at worshipping Krishna. Man, tan, dan, Krishna samarpan, Radharani. So Krishna is thinking, Krishna arranged this whole Madhava Mahotsav to worship Radharani. Because Krishna's worshipable, but his devotees are more worshipable. And Radharani is his best devotee. So Krishna made a whole festival to worship his best devotee. And called it Madhava Mahotsav. This is my Utsav. Will I be worshipped in this festival? This is my birthday party. In your birthday party, you're worshipped. You're the center, right? All the gifts go to you. All the cake goes to you, right? So it's Madhava Mahotsav, but it's Krishna's Madhava. Madhava means Krishna. It's his festival, Utsav, to worship Radharani. All the ladies are singing and they're bathing Radharani. Now the final point is the coronation garland, the mala. Maybe there's some term probably for that also, Raj Mala or whatever. So then, I think Lalita Sakhi, or Vrindadevi, I forget, was just about to put on Radharani. And so now we're going to proclaim, Vrindavaneshwari. So then Krishna, he came out from hiding. Krishna was hiding in the kunjas. He came out. And everybody said, oh, you're here. What are you doing? There's no ladies only. Ladies only party. What are you doing? And then Lalita was like bewildered. Should I give this garland to Radharani or Krishna's here? What to do? I have this garland. Should I give it to Gurudev or I should give it to Thakurji or I don't, like this or that. So she was hesitating. So then Krishna came and he took the garland from her and said, no, I'll do it. Vrindavaneshwari ki. So Krishna himself put the garland, the coronation. Coronation means the installation of Radharani. This whole Leela took place in Umrao. Umrao. I think Umrao actually, as far as I know, means queen. Actually means queen. Loknath was always wandering in different Vrindavan Leela stalis. Once he was in Umrao, which I told you about, where Radharani was coronated the queen of Vrindavan. Loknath Goswami was staying a few days near one kun. There was one kun there called Kishori Kun. Kishori's name for Radharani, Kishori Radha. He was thinking in his heart, Loknath Goswami was thinking, I would like to have a deity of Krishna to do puja. He had that ichcha, some desire. This is a good desire. Usually men want, they have a desire for one murti. Men want to have one murti. It's three murti. The man is desiring to have some woman, or woman wants some man. But he's not desiring some woman. He's desiring, I want a murti of Krishna, Krishna Vigraha, Krishna murti, to do puja. Right? And then he was thinking within his heart, he would worship that deity. He was absorbed in chanting his mala. He was meditating on Krishna with closed eyes. When he opened his eyes, he suddenly saw, standing next to Kishori Kund, Vinodi Lal. Radha Vinodi Lal ki. He was amazed. So beautiful. And Radharani was not there, only Krishna. So Kishori Kund gave him Krishna. Kishori gave him Krishna. Because who can give Krishna to us? Only Kishori. And who can give Kishori to us? Only Kishori's devotees. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe. I had that bhajan years ago. Something, whatever. Kishori Radhe. You know, in Vrindavan is a big thing. So he saw, he looked around, he saw, he said, how did this beautiful deity, where did it come from? He didn't see anybody that dropped a deity and ran away, or there was no one anywhere to be seen. Miles around, he was reflecting a moment on the mysterious appearance of Vinodi Lal. Then the deity, Vinodi Lal, the deity, he started laughing. Who do you, you're looking for someone that brought me here. Who do you think? Who do you think brought me here? I have come on my own. I live here in Umrao, near the banks of this Kund. I live near the banks of this, the Tata, Kishori Kund Tata. Now stop your meditation and bring me something to eat. In other words, devotional service is practical. It's like, you know, fix the roof and, you know, fix things and fix the floor. Not, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Don't bother me, I'm meditating. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Meditation is also there. No, we should meditate, but work and meditate. Sit and meditate. Serve and meditate. Don't stop meditating, but do all these things. So he was meditating, and then Krishna appeared. Vinodi Lal appeared to Lokanath Goswami. And he was struck, he was dumbfounded. What? Oh, where have you come from? Where have you come from? He said, listen, you know, I came here on my own because you desired so much to worship me and to serve me, so I've come to you. He was stunned. Lokanath Goswami was stunned. So then Vinodi Lal, he said, hey, look, stop meditating, go bring me some food. I'm hungry. You know, chapan bhog, chaka chak. You know, Krishna likes to eat, you know, chaka chak. Pet bolo anande, bhaja radha govinde. Pet bolo anande. When your pet is full, then bhaja radha govinde. If pet is kali, koi bhaja nahi. Is it possible? Like now, there's no bhukh rahega. So Lokanath did so. He made a, and then he went and gathered some leaves. And he made a flower, he got some leaves and flower, he put some leaves and he covered it with flowers and he made a nice bed, a flower bed for Thakurji. And then he laid down the Vinodi Lal on this flower bed. Then he was fanning with some leaves, he was fanning the Lord, Vinodi, while meditating on massaging him. Because you can't fan and also massage. Because it was a little warm, he thought, well, what's the most important thing? So he was fanning the Lord. The Lord ate and he was resting on this, he made a little bed, he put him down. And he was fanning him, but he was meditating. So it's called Manasi Seva. Manasi. Man. Man Seva. Manasi Seva. Physically he was doing something. He got some leaves and he made like, got a banana leaf or something, he was fanning. Then in Manasi he was meditating, he was doing malish. Rubbing Vinodi Lal's legs and pressing his feet like this. So, full service. So never think that service is only with hands or with senses, also mind. Mind, heart, intelligence, everything. So everything is can be engaged in Krishna's service. So then Lokanath Goswami, he was serving Vinodaji. He got whatever he got, he would offer to the deity. He would get, because when he stayed for some time in Umrao, then the local villagers, they were bringing him some fruits and some shak and some mool, some roots. He was preparing that and offering it. And when the rainy season, he had a little joli, like bag, joli. And he kept Vinodi Lal in his joli, around his neck, like some devotees that carry their deity around their neck. Like I am a Giraj, like Overland Chila is here. But he's some bigger, you know? Vinodi Lal is some bigger size. So we carry him around his neck. Because he's the mandir. This is his Thakurji. Mana mandire. Right? Is that bhajan? You know that song? Mama mana mandire. Rahanishi din. Krishna murari. Si Krishna murari. So this man mandir. Mama mana mandir. My mandir is my heart. Man means heart, mind, consciousness. So he's carrying Vinodi Lal in his heart and worshipping heartfully. Yome Bhakti Prayachati. Yome Bhakti Prayachati. Heartly puja, heartly worship. At sometimes in the monsoon, the rainy season, he'd be carrying Vinodilal, and he'd say, "Oh, my Thakurji is going to get wet." And he would see some tree, some different kinds of trees, and some opening inside. You ever see these big trees in the forest? Sometimes some they call hollow, some opening in the tree. Maybe not very. Sometimes bird like parrot lives inside. Tota goes in, comes out, and inside he has his little nest, some little hole, you know, like this big in the tree. The tree's growing like this is like hole. Some guleri or some tota. So he would take his Thakurji and he put the Thakurji, you put Vinodilal inside that pear, in that gufa, like paragufa, little hole. And he would just sit outside in the rain, get all wet. Krishna first, everything. Dayata, beloved, everything first Krishna. Let Krishna be safe, sound, happy. Sam Siddhir Haritoshanam. Bhagavat is telling, this is the perfection. This is the complete, some Siddhir Haritoshan. Perfection of life is to make Bhagavan Toshi, Kushi. We say Kushraho, Haritoshanam. Let Krishna be satisfied. Anukulina Krishnanam, what is it? Anukulina Sankalpa, Pratikulina Varjanam. Anukulina Sankalpa, accept everything which is favorable for the happiness of Krishna. Oh, I am cold, I'm unhappy. Okay, Krishna's happy. I'm distressed. This is a nice example he was teaching in Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami Pada Ki. So later, Nityananda Shakti Janamata. Jagannamata Janamata is the wife, consort of Nityananda. She came to Vrindavan and she said, "Oh, Govindaji, or there's no Radharani here, and Madan Mohan, no Radharani, and Vinodji, no Radharani." So then she made arrangement for Radharani to come. Now everyone listen to this is hagiography or biography of Lokanath Goswami. He was a personal associate of Lord Gauranga. He was fully absorbed in pure love, loving service of Krishna. He was the eldest of the Goswamis living in Brajabhumi. He was one of the older ones. He shunned name and fame so much that he asked Krishnas Kaviraj to keep his name out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's called Pratishtata. Kamani Kanak Pratishta. Name, fame, adoration. Yash. You say Yash? Yash means fame. He told Krishna, because he was living with Krishnas Kaviraj, Lokanath Goswami, Bhogarbha Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sri Haridas Pandit, all living together, Das Goswami. And he said, "Kaviraj, if you're writing your Charitra, your Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, don't mention my name. No, please don't." And Raghunath Bhatta, also Raghunath Bhatta, he said, no Pratishtha, but our side, what are we like? Oh, I gave donation to the mandir. Where's my plaque? A marble plaque. Big name. Oh, so-and-so Agarwal. 2 lakhs donation. Acha. Yeah, see, that's me. Yeah, Pratishtha. But the Vaishnav, Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarori Vasahishana. Amanina Manadena. Manadena. I worship you. I honor you. I make you famous. I don't want anything. Amanida. Manadena. Kirtaniya Sadahari. I want only Nam Bhajan. Nam Bhajan, Leela Smaran, Astakali Seva, Bas. If Krishna wants me to give me fame, that's his Kirti. That's his quality, Kirti. So this is Lokanath Goswami. His body, mind, and were completely attached to Vrindavan Dham. The divine leelas of Radha Vinod were always playing in his heart. His ears existed only to hear Harikatha, only to hear the Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Shravan. It's Panchanga Bhakti, right? Bhagavat Shravan. This is Khan, right? Khan. We hear some filmy songs, music, this, that, hey, this, that. And so much nonsense. Wrong sound. His ears, his kan, only Bhagavat Shravan ki liye. No other idea. And then what did Loknath Swami say? He had a popular statement that he used to say. Anyone who reads the Srimad Bhagavatam, he is my friend. That's nice, huh? We read newspaper, we read Time magazine, we read sports magazine, this, that, so many things. So Srila Prabhupada, he read Bhagavatam every day, translated every day. He wanted us to read every day. Nashta Prayeshu, Badreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Seveya, Bhagavati Tamashloke, Bhakti Bhavati Nashtaki. Nishtita, Nishtita Bhakti, Nishtita Bhakti, Nishtata, Nishtita. To be firmly situated in conviction and steadiness and devotion. This is Nishtita Bhakti. And this comes by hearing Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Bhakti, Nishtika. You get this Nishtika Bhakti. You get so much strength, conviction, purity, realization. Why? How? By hearing Bhagavatam. Every day reading. Every day the people throw the newspaper on the front door. Donk! Oh, the paper's here. It hits your door. Choon! You hear it. Like a dog, you know. Here's some bone, or here's some... You're opening some box or some can, the dog is ho-ho. He's running to get his dog food. So we're sitting there, you know, shaving or whatever, getting ready for the morning, eating something. Then the paper boy drives by, throws the paper, bong, oh, newspaper. And we run, fast, jaldi karo, newspaper, open the door. Oh, ho, ho, look at this, you know. Spine flu, this, that, and tusami, and, you know, this, that, you know, or swine flu, whatever it is, swine flu, I don't know what it is. It's actually pig flu, but no one wants to say the word pig. It doesn't sound good, so they say swine, a German word, and swine is a German word for pig. Latest news, but nobody's reading Bhagavatam. So no one's becoming steady in bhakti, no one's becoming convinced about Krishna. They're reading old nonsense. The newspaper is nonsense. It's old. It's not news, it's olds. I don't call it newspaper, I call it olds, olds paper. O-L-D-S, olds. Because it's same old, this guy won, this guy lost. This guy was born, this guy died. Isn't it? What newspaper's about? Somebody won, somebody lost. Somebody born, somebody died. He won the Oscar awards, she lost. He got murdered, he got, you know, with a machine gun, or, you know, his wife cut his head off with a hatchet or something like that. You know, whatever, all kinds of crazy things. But that's all about, all this is birth, haranitra maitan bayam, bas. What's the value? It's old news. Your father, your grandfather, they took birth, they got old, they died. And then we do the same thing. What is it? What's it? This is news. Oh, this is something new. Oh, did you see the newspaper? What's the newspaper? This guy won, this guy lost. This guy born, this guy died. This guy's rich, this guy's poor. This political party won, the other guy lost. She's number one, he's out. Here's a new film star, here's the old one gone. That's interesting, that's purifying, that's satisfying, that's fulfilling. And, oh, no. It's like, rather when people read the newspaper, the result of reading newspapers, you feel disturbed, you feel agitated, you feel paranoid, you get frightened. Oh. This flu, let's get a mask. And then you'll get all uptight about this thing, that thing. Start worrying. Newspapers increase your worries. They increase your anxieties. When you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, then it says, Nashta Preshu Abhadreshu. Nashta Abhadra. Anything that's Abhadra becomes Nashed. Anxiety, it becomes Nashed. Worrying, anxiety, fear. Ignorance, this is all Abhadra. It becomes destroyed by Bhagavat Shravan. You start to realize Krishna. You have a friend, a well-wishing guardian above our heads. Now another interesting point about Loknath Goswami, he was a Vairagi sadhu. Niskinchan sadhu. Marukari Baba. He didn't want any disciples. Shishyane. Ek shishya, then more pratishta, do shishya. Or Pratishta, he didn't want. So one devotee, Narottam Das, Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya ki.
Jai.
He had a dream. He was in East Bengal, what we call Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
He was in East Bengal, living there, and he had a dream of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in Swapna. He said, you go to Vrindavan, you find Lokanath Goswami, you take Diksha. He woke up, Mahaprabhu Swapna and Shikana in a dream. So immediately he came and he found and he approached Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath said, no. Shishilo nechaye. Abjao. So then, because Lokanath is not thinking, Mahaprabhu is not telling anything to him at this point. He just. So then, Narottam was some upset. Oh, is this wrong? Well, my dream was wrong? Mahaprabhu was, but it can't be, it was so real. It was like Sakshat Darshan, he's in the Swapna telling me. But he said, no, I don't, no disciple, Jao. So he's saying, somehow I have to win the heart of Lokanath Goswami. So he thought, so he wanted to come and do some seva. And then sometimes Lokanath Goswami would give katha, Hari katha. So Narottam was looking, but Lokanath Goswami wouldn't even keep a mudka. He wouldn't keep a water pot. Because if he has a water pot, then he has to serve the visitors, serve them water. Or they may want to serve, Goswamiji, take some water. So he wouldn't keep a water pot. Because he didn't want to take service and he didn't want to give service. He was just near Bhajanandi. When he wanted to drink water, he would go to the Jamuna. He'd go to the Jamuna and get some water and that. He wouldn't even keep water with him. So renounced, Lokanath Goswami. So Narottam was thinking, I can't even fill his water pot. I can't fill his water pot. I can't do anything. So what can I do? So then he was praying. So he said, well, he surely must have to go to the field. Go out to the field. So he's watching. Where does he go for cleansing, cleaning him, clearing his bowels? So he saw he went to some field. So he was hiding to be there. Then after Lokanath Goswami would come back, then he would go and clean that area. His Nichi Seva. Nichi Seva. His Maitrani, right? Maitrani is Bangi Seva. Bangi and Vrindavan, they say Maitrani. And very low service. And this is Narottam Das. He was high class person. I don't believe, he wasn't Brahmin, but he was high class. Thakur or whatever. He's doing his service every day, cleaning, sweeping, jaro, everything. Lokanath's going, something funny here. Every time I'm coming all clean, out this pathway is all swept. Who is doing this? He's not knowing. So then one day he left and then he waited some time, then he came back and he looked. It's Narottam is doing this. So then his heart was coming a little soft. What happened then, Mahaprabhu became in a swapna of Lokanath Goswami. And he said, why this young boy, he's come to your feet, he's surrendering at your feet, taking shelter of you. Why are you so hard-hearted? Why don't you give some mercy to him? Give him initiation. So then Lokanath Goswami, Mahaprabhu came in a dream. As he came earlier, like a year earlier, it was 1 year, for 1 year, Narottam was cleaning every day. Nichi Seva. He's not thinking, I tried for 1 month, forget it, goodbye. Mm-hmm. No, determined. I must. And then finally, then Mahaprabhu came and said, listen, Lokanath, you're my devotee. He's my devotee. You should accept him. So then he made him his disciple, Narottam Das. Narottam is a great devotee. So there's so many nice pastimes in the spiritual world. And of course, in Vrindavan, in Gokulananda Gera, there's Gokulananda Mandir nearby Radharaman Temple. There's one samadhi there. Lokanath Goswami's samadhi is there. Very original samadhi. And in Krishna's Leela, Lokanath Goswami, he is serving as Radharani's Manjari, Sakhi Manjari, Kinkari. And her name is Manju Lali. Manju. Manju Lali means charming girl. Manju. Manju means light, charming, refreshing. This is Manju Lali, Manju Lali Manjari Ki Jai. Radha Vinodi Lali Ki Jai. So that's all for now.